This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It includes assumptions that the health care reform law will be repealed, that Medicare and Medicaid programs will be modified, that the tax code will be overhauled, and that non-defense discretionary spending will be frozen at 2006 levels through 2016. On the agriculture side, the proposal calls for reducing commodity and crop insurance programs by $30 billion, food assistance programs by $127 billion, and conservation programs by $18 billion, all over 10 years. Cuts to commodity and crop insurance programs will be included in any new farm law. Ryan's proposal will reduce the deficit by about $6 trillion. Budget Committee approved the proposal with few modifications on April 6th.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
On the Senate side, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Conrad has not announced a date for a release of a Senate proposal, but indicated he is willing to determine the success of a bipartisan group of senators led by Senators Chambliss of Georgia and Warner of Virginia, who are urging adoption of a comprehensive deficit reduction plan modeled after the proposals in the report by the National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
With prices currently high for most all commodities, the commodity baseline really comes down to what's in there for direct payment. The crop insurance industry has already absorbed a $6 billion cut through the renegotiation of the standard reinsurance agreement earlier this year. So basically, you're looking at what money is in there is assumed to be in the baseline for commodity programs, and then money that's assumed to be in the baseline for commodity programs, and then the funds that are made available to the crop insurance industry either for administering the program or the producer premium subsidy.